We're doing our class on the Jewish home. Last week we spoke about the male limitations, the male difficulty in speaking and having open communication. We spoke about the male challenges of expressing emotion, and we spoke about the potency of expressing emotions. We will take one more application of that today and then move on to other aspects of communication. Imagine a couple makes up that they have to start a savings account. They have to budget their expenses. That's always a good thing to do. Highly recommended that you guys open bank accounts that do not have the potential of overdraft. Overdraft is a bad habit. People end up spending their life paying off debt of interest. So it's a bad idea. Try to ensure that your accounts don't have the capacity for overdraft. Don't spend what you don't have. So a couple makes up that they're going to start saving. They're going to limit their expenses. And the husband gets an SMS from his credit card company. This is just to ensure that your credit card wasn't stolen. Your credit card has been charged, and he sees an astronomical sum by a store that he knows his wife frequents, and he looks at it and his eyes go bulging and he's tempted to write back, yes, it has been stolen, but he's very scared that it hasn't been stolen. So he comes home, and the whole way home he's a little bit upset, to put it mildly. And he walks through the front door and he sees the bag there from that store, and he looks at his wife and he looks at the bag, and he looks at his cell phone and he looks back at his wife and he looks back at his bag. And now, what does the classical male do? What is the classical male response? Didn't we agree that we wouldn't spend beyond our budget? Right? Classical male response. Very logical, very simple, very to the point. This is what we said. This is what you did. It's wrong. Okay? Very simple. Okay, he didn't yet say it was wrong. The look on his face said it was wrong. He didn't say it was wrong. He just asked, didn't we say that? Okay, so what's the classical female response? One of two things. You don't understand is good. she could say, you're right, I'm a terrible person. And now he's on the defensive. And in a few minutes, he's going to hear, why'd you come home yelling at me? Is that a way to talk to a person? And he's going to say, I didn't yell. And she's going to say, right. Just walk through the door like that. And he's going to say, wait, you're not going to change this on me. What you did is wrong. We agreed one way, and you did the other way. And she's going to walk away insulted. And now he's going to try to figure out, why does she think that just because she's insulted, I have to placate her? I didn't do anything wrong. She did something wrong. Why am I in the defensive suddenly? So then she's going to start crying, and he's going to walk in and say, just because you're crying doesn't make you right. And she's going to say, I didn't say I was right. You're 100% right. I'm not right. You're right. You're perfect. You're great. I'm terrible. And he'll say, I didn't say that. And she'll say, fine, I said it. You're great and I'm terrible. And he'll say, look, that's not fair, the game you're playing. What you did was against what we agreed. She says, I said you were right. I said I'm terrible. I feel bad for you. You got stuck with me. And he's going to go, you know, this isn't fair. And she'll say, you're right. You're 100% right. Now, I didn't say that. So men get very frustrated. Now, let's analyze what happened there and how we could play it out differently. What happened is he walked in with logic. Sounds simple, right? If it were two men, it would work, right? But he's dealing with a woman. So if he wants to get his point across, he should have walked in differently. We'll discuss how in a second. But before we discuss how he should have walked in, what did she hear? So you think what she heard is, this isn't fair. But you have to understand what she heard. She heard something totally different. What she heard was, I hate your guts. I regret ever marrying you. You're the worst person I ever saw. And I can't believe you did that. Wow. Now you'll say, but I didn't say any of that. Right, you didn't. But that's what she heard. And then you look at her and say, but I didn't yell. Sure you yelled. What'd you say all those things for? But wait, I didn't say any of that. No, but that's what she heard. Why is that what she heard? Because the way Hashem created women, as the Pasuk says, They have a built-in desire to feel like their husband loves them. She wants to feel that. And the worst feeling in the world for her is to feel like he's upset at me. It's much worse than the guy. If she's upset at you, you can go on with life. If she's right, if she's wrong, you deal with it, you move on with life, right? It'll pass over, you tell yourself all kinds of things. Some guys make the mistake of taking a beer, that's wrong. Some guys make the mistake of putting on a movie, that's also wrong. Deal with life. You guys should deal with it too, right? Some guys make the mistake of walking, going out for a walk. I'm just going to walk the dog, honey. You cool off. That's also wrong. Deal with life. Don't walk away from life. But at any rate, the male feeling when the wife is upset is very different than the female feeling. To the woman, that's it. The world's over. And you look at it and you say, but that's not what I said. Right, but that's what she heard. You walk into a store and a woman tries on a dress and asks you, is it a little tight on me? And you say, yeah. And she goes, you brute, what's wrong with you? How could you stand in front of everyone and say I'm the fattest woman in the store? Why'd you say that? How could you do that to me? And you look at her and say, but that's not what I said. Right, but that's what she heard. Feeling. Don't work. She's feeling. And it's not only that she's feeling, but you have to imagine, when I was a teenager in high school, so our principal had a hearing aid. And there were some cruel guys who played this game on him. They'd stand in front of him, and they'd start mouthing things as though they were talking, and he couldn't hear them, and he'd keep turning on the hearing aid on higher, and then they'd yell at him, and suddenly he'd go like, ah, you know, right? Because his hearing aid was on full blast. Now, not a nice thing to do, you know, very cruel. But you should remember the story, because that's what's happening when you walk into the house. That's what she's hearing. You just say, what'd you do? And she hears, you're terrible, you're a horrible person, I can't believe I married you, how could you do such a thing? You're a disgrace to humanity. And you look at it, but that's not what I said, but that's what she heard. To her, the house is her whole life. She can be the most successful person at work. She can have all the friends in the world. She can be the president of the Women's League in Shul. She can have a million areas where she's successful. But when you express to her that you're upset with her, she has a very hard time handling that, and she hears it on a much greater level than you've said it. Oh, wait, so now the question is, so what do I do? Wait a second. She did overspend. We did agree. Ah, so deal with it like a woman. She'll tell me, but I'm not a woman, and I'll say, fine, so go bite the bullet, try it your way. You'll see after a few times it doesn't work, and then you'll come back and say, okay, how am I supposed to deal with this? So at least have it in your repertoire. What would a woman do in the identical situation? Let's take the reverse situation. She got the SMS. You walk in with this brand new iPhone. She looks at the phone. She looks at you. What does she say and what does she do? Right? You're about to explain to her why it made perfect sense to buy that phone even though you agreed differently. And you being male have all the reasons in your mind why you think you're right and you can't understand her why she's upset. Right? But how would she react? She wouldn't come and tell you, you know, this is wrong, we agreed this way, and you didn't do what we agreed. No, she wouldn't do that. You'd walk into the house and you'd see her with the sad look on her face. She'd be sitting there, she wouldn't say a word. She'd just be sad. And the verbiage of her expression would be emotional. I'm hurt. I'm frustrated. She might even use the harsh word, which I don't believe should be used almost ever. I'm disappointed. She didn't say you're wrong. She didn't come with all this logic. If the man would walk into the house and not say a word, just sit there with a sad look on his face and say, I'm hurt, instead of I'm upset, instead of you're wrong, instead of this isn't fair. If he would use female verbiage, talk about emotion. You won. This is the class women hate. All my female listeners, I don't know about all, but I get a lot of complaints when I tell guys this secret. The women get very upset because it's very real. Try using the women's tools if you want to deal with a woman. If you're upset, don't come in and say I'm upset. Don't come using the male approach. You want it to work, you got to use the female approach. You don't have to say anything. Walk in and say, but that's not me. Right, go deal the other way and see if it works. You'll end up apologizing, you'll see. In the end, you will apologize. Because she will be hurt. And you will not know what to do with yourself. And you'll try fighting it and you won't win.
So you mean like using the Ashkenazi Polish guilt feeling, that's the solution?
I didn't say you should use guilt. I said you should express feeling.
I'm down tonight. So don't feel bad about it, you know.
I didn't say you should use guilt. I said express emotion. Emotion.
It seems passive aggressive. It's just like, just take the quiet, silent treatment route.
I didn't say silent treatment.
Yeah, you're doing facial expressions and moping around the house and just kind of like dragging your feet and hopefully she'll sooner or later watch you're doing
What's wrong, honey?
Oh, yeah, what's wrong? Exactly.
Okay, so
I'm sorry. How do you know what's wrong?
you see, you're becoming male again. I should expect that from you, right?
No. I'm just saying, though. It's a little bit like, shouldn't there be a little bit of open communication line? What are you going to wait till your head hits the pillow and then you say, what was that all about earlier?
You see, you're being male again. Being male again.
Okay, but you gotta have open communication.
Be open. Express. Don't be silent. Fine, but express emotion. Don't express logic. Don't talk about what's right and wrong. Talk about how you feel.
You can come and say, I really feel hurt about that.
Right? Exactly. Right. Isn't that what she would say? You'd walk through the door, you're with the iPhone, she'd say, I feel really hurt. You could say that. But what would be the male response when she says, I feel really hurt? You would say, you're hurt over an iPhone? I don't understand you. You could say, disagree with me. What are you hurt about? Right? Everything's personal? Right? That's the male complaint. Anything I do is personal. You think I'm wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. No, because she's a female. So everything is personal. Everything is emotional. So talk her language. Right. Walk through the door. Don't be silent. Fine. Avi, it doesn't work for you. Walk through the door and say, I'm hurt. Don't say I'm upset. Don't say you're wrong. Don't say this isn't fair. Don't talk about logic. Talk about feeling. It'll work. And she won't be hurt. But if you try working your way, she'll be hurt. Now you have to placate her. Tov. So what we learned today. Last week we discussed talking about emotion. Last week we discussed sharing emotion. Last week we discussed sharing the emotional parts of our day and discussing things from an emotional perspective. This week we discussed the usage of emotion when we want to express and deal with issues. We began understanding how a woman hears a man, how everything we say is amplified. We discussed the importance that a woman places on the home, so much greater than the man. And when things are in disarray in the relationship, to the woman, it's everything, it's her whole life. And therefore, when a man expresses something, the woman hears it much louder than when a woman expresses something. So these are tools we have to think about. None of this comes naturally to men, because this isn't the way we work. We know very well how to deal with other men. But when we try to apply that in the house, dealing with our wives, well, it doesn't work. So today we learned a tool, which is a very powerful tool, that when we want to express something, we have to express it from an emotional perspective. You'll claim it's unnatural, right? You have to learn it. It's not natural. That's why we're learning it.
Is there also like...